want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, from the rural Southwest, located in the countryside in Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, I should say outside of Phoenix, Arizona. I want to welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. We are, I believe, the flu-ridden capital of the country right now. I'm on my third bout in 3 weeks. I seem to be coming out of it, so hopefully the voice will hold through the show tonight. But you probably hear that raspiness in the voice, and but we'll try to give it our best shot. We do have a very, very exciting show for you tonight. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by researcher Cassandra Anderson, who's a protege and a colleague of G. Edward Griffin, and we're going to be talking about various aspects of Agenda 21, including depopulation food, Monsanto, global warming, and other related issues to Agenda 21 that local communities are actively in the process of implementing. But we've also got a full board of news. A lot has happened this week, and we don't pretend that we can cover it all in 30 minutes, but we're going to give it our best shot. So let's go straight to Nashville and welcome our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Hi, Dave. It has been a whirlwind week, hasn't it? My goodness.
Oof. Oh, it's been crazy. And, of course, when you're sick and you get to spend a couple days in the bed, you get to catch up on all that mainstream news. Oops, that's right. They don't always tell us the truth, do they?
All that news that sets your mind at ease.
Yes. Uh-huh. Aesop's Fables.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we've got a full board. And, Annie, I wanted to start off with one myself because being a retired educator, and I still actively work in the field, but I am officially retired, I am very interested in the events in Wisconsin, but I think that all Americans should be interested in the events in Wisconsin because the mainstream media is miscategorizing what's going on there with teacher, fire, and police pensions and health care. All three groups are willing to negotiate an increase and to pay more of their share. And as has been reported in the media, the taxpayers are not paying 100% of these teachers' retirements and health care. And of course, it's the mainstream media trying to break the back of a union because they represent, as we know, the corporate mainstream media, and they're trying to break the backs of collective bargaining rights. And this is why this Wisconsin issue is so important. If we in this country lose collective bargaining rights, we will go back to the sweatshop days of the 1870s and 1880s. And I am not a big labor union person, but I recognize the constitutional right of people to organize and bargain collectively on their own behalf. And along those lines, too, I want to get you to draw your ear close to the transistor. This affects all of you. In the long run, folks, this is about stealing your retirements. Obama is on the record of saying the federal government could do a better job managing your 401k than you can. For a lot of you out there, that's your retirement. And I think manage is a euphemism for thievery, for stealing. Let me give you a case in point here in Arizona. State Senator Russell Pierce, author of SB 1070, is going after teacher, fire, and police pensions. By the way, in Arizona, the teacher, fire, and police pensions are totally self-supported by member contributions. They are not supported by taxpayer dollars. But that's not stopping Russell Pierce from trying to float a constitutional referendum to allow Arizona voters the right to take away the pensions of these three groups so the government can steal that money and use it as they see fit. If we allow any of these groups in the country, whether it's Wisconsin or whether it's Arizona public workers, all of us are in danger. A Martin O'Miller poem, you know, Nazis came for the butcher and no one said anything. They came for me. There was no one left to speak. Folks, this is the future of our retirement. And we come back from the break. Annie and I are going to jump into an updated version of the WikiLeaks. You're not going to want to miss what caused WikiLeaks to go defunct.
Tomorrow,
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Trying to take power away from we people. And just a follow-up on our first news item here, just a cautionary note, folks. I'm telling you, they're coming after everything we own. Who are they? They are the global elite that own the major corporations of the world. And in our opinion, they're not going to be satisfied until they own and control everything. You've got MERS and the six major banks committing mortgage fraud every single day in this country and ripping people off and displacing them from their homes. And then the retirement fiasco I just mentioned. You know, and you're going to hear a lot from Cassandra Anderson, who will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, on other ways that these people are designing methods to separate you and I from our collective money. Anyway, Annie, I know that the WikiLeaks issue seems to be more of history than news, but as you know, Annie, we've been receiving leaked information, haven't we?
Yes, we have, but I don't think it's the end of it. I think it's just a lull.
Well, I find it interesting that as I delved into who is behind WikiLeaks, Cass Sunstein, which Glenn Beck finally reported a few weeks ago, but we had heard that when WikiLeaks was still out. You know, Cass Sunstein, one of the president's czars, we need to infiltrate the alternative media, destroy their purposes, arrest the global warming dissenters. We should hire attorneys and sue pet owners, and free speech is an aberration. That's another statement he's on the books as having said. And also we know now that George Soros and Open Media is part of this as well. So we know WikiLeaks, it's really clear to me, Annie, and I'm sure that I know you share this view. WikiLeaks was designed to undermine the American public's confidence in their own government.
Well, I can see it doing that, but also I think we have a right to know an awful lot of things that we don't know.
Well, I agree with you, and we do have a right to know. But I find it really duplicitous that when Julius Assange, and he was set up, I mean, we're going to jail, prison, without bail, for rape, with consensual sex, with a CIA agent who was an operative in Cuba. I mean, this is all mainstream media, folks. I should not be making this up. And he is put in prison for rape for not using a prophylactic. I don't even want to have a show of hands in the audience of how many people would be in prison with Assange under these circumstances. But the charges were trumped up. Interpol lets people out who are charged with murder on bail, and yet, you know, he can't see the light of day. And what I find really interesting here is that MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, all the funding mechanisms for WikiLeaks took away their support. Yet these same groups will support kiddie porn sites on the Internet. So sure. I don't think morality is really the issue here. What's really going on? And Annie, as we followed the leaks that came to us over the last several weeks on what really precipitated the shutdown of WikiLeaks, it wasn't revelations about Hillary Clinton. I mean, it was designed to do that. Obama doesn't want the competition. It was clearly designed to take down Hillary Clinton as a credible force for the presidency. It was clearly designed to undermine American confidence in their government. But, Annie, what I really find interesting, and I'm going to let you give the answer, before WikiLeaks hit the skids, what did they announce they were going to bring out?
Oh, you're talking about the disclosure on the UFO data.
Yes. We will disclose UFO files that will shock the world. That was the statement. Now, that statement, they tried really hard to suppress it, but it made it out there enough that it made its way back to me in several different venues. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say there are little green aliens walking among us and Nanu Nanu, take us to your leader, and Obama's an alien. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying here very clearly is where there's smoke, there's fire. And I said last week, and I'll say it again, I really, truly believe that the light is on the New World Order, the global elite. Americans are waking up like they never have before, and they need a distraction. They need a distraction to take our eyes off of them and focus on something fearful. And perhaps this coming false flag operation that I alluded to last week, that Glenn Beck has endorsed, that Michael Savage has endorsed, maybe it'll be something like Project Bluebeam. And Annie, 30 words or less, tell the audience what Project Bluebeam is.
Well, apparently we've had the technology for a long time, and now with HARP bouncing signals, and I think they have the capability of bouncing images off of the ionosphere. When Project Bluebeam first came out about 15 years ago, it was talking about projecting an image of Christ, his second coming in the sky, and that different countries around the world would hear Jesus' words in their own language, and everybody would just fall over and be so grateful and just, you know, think everything was sweet and great, and then that's when the New World Order would make their big move and
exactly.
take everything over.
Well, something big is coming. I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski said at the Bilderberg meeting, and this has ended up now on YouTube, I mean, it's out there in the public domain, that the people are waking up like never before. We need to move quickly. We need a distraction. We know they're moving to take away the Internet. We see this every single day on these congressional releases I get on what the FCC is trying to do and how certain members of Congress are trying to block them. We know programs like InfraGuard and the clergy response team are in full gear spying on average everyday Americans. We know Jay Rockefeller is advocating for the complete shutdown of the Internet. Obama's seeking an Internet kill switch. Annie, it's coming. Something big is coming. I can feel it in my bones. I know you feel the same way. And when we have Jim Mars on, we're going to pursue this WikiLeaks part. Jim is coming on March 20th, and we're going to go down that avenue of the alien agenda, Project Bluebeam, because Jim is an expert in this area, as he is in so many areas. Okay, Annie, let's go to our next news item.
Well, I have a quote for you, and this is one I hadn't seen, but it is, "I never would have agreed to the formulation of the Central Intelligence Agency back in 1947. If I had known, it would become the American Gestapo.
Who said
Harry
that? Harry Truman.
Harry Truman, 1961.
Harry Truman. Harry Truman oversaw the creation of not only the CIA in its conversion from the OSS, but also the creation of the top secret agency, the NSA. Interesting.
Well, I guess he had something to regret.
Well, I think maybe Harry Truman was, about 50 years ahead of his time, because, on Monday, the IMF officially called for the development of a world currency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And and I know, when there's smoke, there's fire in revolutions. And you and I both know what's going on in the Middle East is being spurred by CIA operatives and their little social media contacts. And if you look at, if the CIA is successful in doing what I think they want to do, which is to ferment revolution, get the Muslim Brotherhood in there, to devalue the dollar as the world's oil reserve currency, destroy this currency, in this country, and as a result, crumble this economy, you get the usher in of the IMF's desire to have a world currency. I don't think the G20 will approve it in their ongoing meetings, but I do think it's on the horizon if we let the Muslim Brotherhood ever get in charge. And I know right now Obama, as we talked about last week, is playing for the other side, and certainly they're using the CIA to ferment this revolution. And what does this mean for you and I, folks? Well, how about $10 for a gallon of gas, if you can get gas?
Yep.
Okay, what's up next, Annie?
Well, I don't know how many people have heard about the Chinese companies that are mass-producing and selling fake rice. They're blending potatoes in plastic industrial resin to make imitation rice to sell to their villagers and restaurants. And I've been trying to find out if it's being shipped overseas, but haven't been able to find out yet. I mean, they ship this melamine milk, tainted pet food, children toys, and their drinking cups have leads in them. I mean, it seems like everything we eat, drink, or breathe is contaminated now. And then we have this one. Listen to this one. Health authorities are pushing to purposely add more drugs to our water supply. They want to add statins, saying they lower our cholesterol, they'll prevent heart attacks and strokes. I mean, but researchers have already proven that the drugs only benefit of the people that take them already in pill form. I mean, plus you've got serious side effects, especially if you have no history of heart problems. It's just another way to kill us, I think.
Well, I think you're really raising an important point, and one that we're going to have to raise with Cassandra Anderson when she joins us at the bottom of the hour, when she talks about depopulation and food supply. I mean, first of all, it's counterintuitive to believe on one hand that we're adding chemicals that are dangerous to our water and food supply, but on the other hand, the powers that be that control the water supply want to just benevolently add statin in because it's going to be so good for us. What am I missing here?
Why don't they take things out instead of keep putting things in the water?
Yes, I hear what you're saying. I thought that we were supposed to be a government of the people for the people, but I guess not. Okay,
forgot that part.
We have forgotten that part. My wife and I had this discussion today. In fact, actually, my 10-year-old son was involved in this discussion as we were talking about various presidents. And we were talking about who was the last president that really showed any ounce of compassion or caring for the American people and their plight? What would your answer be on that, Annie?
Got me. I don't know, Dave.
And the guy that I'm going to say is not an angel, and I didn't agree with everything he did. But he's the last person I look at and say, that was my president.
Are you going to say Reagan?
I'm going to say Reagan.
Reagan, okay.
And before that, I would say Kennedy. Oh, I know about his shortcomings, I know all that, but he took on the Federal Reserve, he took on oil special interests, he took on the munitions industry, and for that he got a bullet in the brain, but he was trying to do the right things for the country, for the overall good of the country. And in my mind, since World War II, those are the two people who ever spoke for the American people. Anyway, Annie, we're up against the break. We come back, we got one more story, and then we'll have Cassandra Anderson up on top at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned, everybody.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You may not be a stepping stone, but perhaps your town is. Andy's going to talk to us about transition towns. And Andy, tell everyone what that's about.
Well, you'd never heard of these. I hadn't either. But, you know, the question is transition town. Transition into what? I mean, it's a warm, fuzzy-sounding name. However, it's an Agenda 21 push, and you're going to have congested living, contrived shortages, and a surveillance society. I mean, these are givens. It's founded and operated out of the UK. It's a transition ideology created by the British Fabian Socialist Society. They work to conform policies in line with world governance and the abolition of private property. Their anti-liberty policies, as of 08, already had 127 cities in the United States working on transition initiatives, also known as the One World Government Agenda 21.
That's amazing. And I'm looking here at the script, Annie, on this, and it's phenomenal. And what really strikes me is the British Fabian Socialist Society. We're talking George Bernard Shaw, people like this. We're talking those are the original Fabian Socialists. They came here in the form of eugenicists in terms of Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, and the most benevolent thing a parent can do when they have a child is to kill it. These are the same people, aren't they?
Yeah.
These are the people that think they should control who has children, who doesn't have children, who lives, who dies.
And it just makes me wonder who is really behind the British Fabian Socialist Society.
Well, when you look at the roots of it here, and this is something we're not going to really have time to develop, but it does have its linkage into some of the old European secret society boys, the secret handshake guys. That's where it truly has its roots from, but that would make an interesting show. In fact, it might be time to get our old friend Ralph Epperson back on, who wrote the book The Unseen Hand.
We haven't talked to him in a while.
No, we haven't talked to Ralph. He's just down the road from me, too, so we might have to get him back on. Well, we're going to certainly have to ask Cassandra about transition towns and what it all means. Anyway, Annie, the news this week is purely stunning.
Well, because, then we have dominoes in the Middle East.
Because I were to sum all this up, I'd say Agenda 21 is moving forward at breakneck speed. The poisoning of our food and water is continuing, whether it's deliberate or accidental. You can choose. We look here, you look at the Agenda 21 policies. You look at the WikiLeaks link and what shut them down. I find that absolutely fascinating. But I think the most important thing for the average everyday American, you got to have your retirement. You got to have a place to live. Because someday you're not going to be able to support yourself, and you want to be safe and secure in your home with your retirement that you've earned by contract. And I'm telling you, people out there in Radioland, we are in deep, deep trouble in these two areas. Your state might be one of what was 26, but now 37 states seeking bankruptcy so they can restructure all public arrangements, even though they're not tax-supported.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing, Annie, that government just thinks they have the ability to come in and take what's yours?
I've heard, too, that 40 states are in the same situation as Wisconsin on this union battle.
Workers of the world unite.
I think going over to Ohio, I think it was Ohio, it's starting again up, too. Don't quote me on that.
Well, you know what I really find duplicitous, too, is the links the liberal Democrats are making between Cairo and Madison, Wisconsin. There are no links. The people in Madison, Wisconsin have earned what they've got. The people in Cairo have nothing. They want something for nothing. That's the allure of communism. That's why communism works. You go to an impoverished area, you promise something for nothing. Yeah, I'll take that. Give me that winning lottery ticket. I'll stand in line for that and kill someone in the name of communism. There's no linkage between the two.
Yeah, but I'm afraid they're going to take the freedom fighters and just eat them up as cannon fodder.
Well, I think Madison, Wisconsin is the bellwether of what's coming across this country. You know, someone asked me not too long ago, they said, what would get you into the streets? You're a pretty calm person. You take your fight to the paper, to the airwaves, intellectually. But what would cause me to take to the streets, Annie? Is when they take away my ability to feed my family, when they steal what's already mine, and I don't have a place to live through no fault of my own.
Yes.
And I think most Americans will agree with me on that. And I think most people around the world, I think the global elite, are making the mistake thinking that we won't rise up, that they can keep pushing and pushing and there'll be no pushback. Well, if you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you attack people at their basic need levels, as Gerald Celente says, when people lose everything, you've heard the rest of that quote. They lose.
But maybe
it.
That's what they want us to do. They want
Perhaps.
Us to riot. They want us to revolt.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
But let me ask you this. What will you do at the end of the day? Will you stand up and die like an adult, like a human being with courage? Or will you get on a whack-and-hut bus to ride to your demise?
Oh, they're going to have to drag me away if they do that.
I know.
I won't go.
I know. Well, you've given us a lot of fodder here for Cassandra, because certainly the transition cities is highly concerning. 128 cities actually attaching their name to something that has one world government global agenda on it?
Yeah. UN. It's the UN, baby. They're going to take care of you.
You know, and you know the other thing that people said to me when I brought out the global agenda situation with the IMF calling for one currency? Well, that's okay. It's not that bad. We won't have depressions. And I said, do you want a one-world government? No. Well, you got to have a one-world government to manage the economy. Anyway, sometimes people don't get it, but that's why networks like RBN exist. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll come back on the other side with Cassandra Anderson.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and joining me is Annie DiRiso, and I'm a little worse for the wear, but I'm hanging in there, and if you can put up with a raspy voice, I think you're in for a treat with our next guest. But before we go to our next guest, Annie and I were chatting during the break, I had told her she'd sent me an outline of the news, and I tried to open it right before showtime, and I went to the email, and I had it opened, and it was all there. And I went back and looked at it again, and the content had changed. It says, unable to open. Please click here to try to retrieve contents. So someone or something went into an active email that was open on my screen and removed the contents and tried to give me a link. Of course, I didn't click the link on because you never know where you're going to go or what's going to happen. I don't like unknown doors. So
look what was in that title in my subject line. I had Cassandra Anderson, Agenda 21.
Interesting. Well, it's nice to know that the powers that be actually care.
Oh, yes. It's so nice of them to keep up with us that way. They care so much.
Yeah, I get a kick out of it every time that they do something like this. Well, anyway, speaking of Cassandra Anderson, she's our resident expert here on the Common Sense Show with regarding Agenda 21 and related issues, which includes global warming, food, depopulation. She's a colleague of G. Edward Griffin, who we've been lucky enough to have on the show as well. He's the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, which was the best expose ever written on the Federal Reserve. And Cassandra is just a wealth of information. She's an absolute delight, but what she's going to tell you is probably going to scare the heck out of you. Hopefully it will spur you to action, because right now the bad guys are moving moving at breakneck speed. And here to tell us about that is Cassandra Anderson. Hi, Cassandra. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us, and thanks for your flexibility. And we're so glad you could be with us. And we have a lot to cover. And I do have to ask you one question. You had sent me a video uplink this afternoon to YouTube.
Right. I re-edited the video, but I wanted to have it, your viewers can watch it first if they go to YouTube. And just go to Morph City, and the title is Monsanto Shifts All Liability to Farmers. It's a 10-minute video with G. Edward Griffin and environmental attorney Anthony Patchett, and they explain how the Monsanto technology stewardship agreement that farmers have to sign when they buy seeds, how it transfers all liability for everything to the farmer. So contamination, injury, livestock deaths, which have happened in India, and on and on and on. I'm going to write an article tonight when we're done on it, but they can watch the video, and I put the supporting links in the description box, so your listeners can be the first.
And people can actually access that through morphcity.com?
No, it's not up yet. It's on YouTube, and just go, if you, in YouTube, just punch, you know, type in Morph City, and then when it shows all of my videos, it's the one that says Monsanto shifts all liability to farmers.
Well, I will tell you, about 15 minutes before airtime, Cassandra, we had another weird anomaly happen on the email. I went to the email that you sent me today with that link where I previously watched the presentation, which is really quite informative, and I hooked up to YouTube, and it said, sorry, video has been removed.
Oh, I removed it because I put a new one up.
Good.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Okay, I thought maybe we got a double whammy.
No, that was me.
Okay, good. So people are basically going to see in this video that farmers assume all product liability for Monsanto's bad acts, whether these products harm humans, animals, they harm neighboring crops. The farmers themselves are responsible, and this gives basically blanket immunity to Monsanto. Am I right on that?
That's pretty right on, as I understand it. And we've got Anthony Patchett in the video. I went and interviewed him yesterday. I've been running around like crazy this weekend. And he's retired now, but he's the former assistant deputy district attorney for environmental crimes and OSHA, in the OSHA division. So, you know, he knows what he's talking about.
Okay, well, this sounds really exciting, and I'm sure we'll be getting lots of feedback on that as people go up and watch it.
Let me just say this. What's so great about this video is, I mean, that sounds horrible, and it is, but the good news is that if farmers, because what's happening is they're not reading the contract that they're signing when they buy the seed. If they understand this contract, hopefully we can get farmers to say, no, we're not going to plant Monsanto, we're not going to plant GMO crops, because we're going to be stuck with all the liability. So that's the good news, and that was the point and purpose of getting it up right now, because what's going on right now is they're selling seeds for spring planting, which is just right around the corner, if not going on already.
Okay. Well, this is such an important issue, because my problem with this, after I watched the video this afternoon, that my major contention with Monsanto is, if their products do no harm and they're totally benevolent and beneficial to mankind, why do they need this blanket immunity?
Well, because all along, you know, there's no testing through the FDA, or there's phony testing. You know, they do their own tests, and then the FDA rubber stamps it, and you know about the revolving door and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the USDA and the EPA. You know, that those are the three agencies. Just so you know, the USDA has jurisdiction over contamination of other crops. FDA has jurisdiction over human health, and EPA has jurisdiction over pesticides and herbicides.
And when you said the revolving door, what you're referring to is the fact that a person will retire, say, from Monsanto and go to work for one of the federal agencies, or vice versa.
Exactly.
So one hand washes the other.
Yeah, over and over. I mean, there's so many examples of that, it would make you sick.
Well, this is, to me, very nefarious, because it tells me, if I had to lift up the covers and read between the lines, that when you need blanket immunity, you need blanket immunity from something specific. If that immunity gets shifted to innocent users who didn't test your product or approve it, product testing, that tells me you got something to hide. So let's jump into this. What does Monsanto, in your estimation, have to hide by seeking this blanket immunity?
Well, you know, again, it's the contamination of other crops. And what does that mean? Let's take alfalfa, because that's big in the news. And I did an interview with Phil Geertsen, the seed farmer, that has been fighting Monsanto, I think, since 2003 or 4, and went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the problem with the alfalfa is it's a perennial plant. Unlike corn, soybean, and cotton, which are annuals and you have to replant those every year, alfalfa is it's a perennial. So the seed can stay in the ground for 10 years and then germinate. And, I mean, so that's crazy. There's no question that it will contaminate other alfalfa or non-genetically modified alfalfa. There's no question about that. That's even in the USDA's environmental impact statement.
Well, let me stop you there, because to me there's a point of law there. This, to me, would violate antitrust legislation because you're eliminating competition with knowledge and forethought.
Well, that's the least of it, Dave. But that's a great point that Phil Geertsen had told me too. He said, "Well, once everything's contaminated, you know, what's going to happen then? You know, and you're exactly right. You know, that's I shouldn't have said that. Made that a small thing, because that really is a big deal. You know, it's like once you've got that, then it just gets crazy. You know, because then yes, they do own the market. You're exactly right."
Well, we have done a number of shows here on the Common Sense Show where Annie and I have explored the dangers of GMOs as they pose to human beings. To me, this is a way of guaranteeing negative health effects. So
let's
go to the depopulation question. I see these two not bootstrapping. I see them being closely linked.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, someone told me the other day, Google glyphosate, which is the Roundup Ready, that's the main ingredient or the effective ingredient in the herbicide, the Monsanto herbicide. Google glyphosate and burst effects. Wow. And, you know, the reason why there hasn't been testing is because it's been prevented. If, again, going back to this Monsanto contract, the Monsanto Technology Stewardship Agreement, in there, there's some wording to the effect of that crops may not be grown for research. So, you know, there's a double bind there. But apparently, there have been some there's been testing done on the glyphosate herbicide, and that causes burst effects. And I always advise that if you know when that's going to be sprayed on the alfalfa, that's going to go into, you know, because the big problem with alfalfa, number one, it's the largest, or it's the fourth largest crop in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
And what is it used for? It's used for animal feed, primarily for dairy cows, and, you know, for organic meat, and conventional as well. So, anyway, long story short, is with this glyphosate, that they, you know, because they use, I think, up to three times as much herbicides for genetically modified crops, you know, it causes burst effects according to this particular study, which I believe was done with amphibians. So, you know, and you can extrapolate from there that, you know, same deal with humans as it goes up the food chain.
Well, I remember in the mainstream media a year or two ago that reptilian deformations and mutations were big news. You know,
yeah, that's
saying,
we're talking about the same thing.
We're talking about the same thing, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I see what you're saying now, is that you're saying over time, given the progression, this will come to be our fate as well.
Well, yes, and, you know, with the glyphosate going through the dairy cows, it's, you know, it's a big danger. So that's another aspect of it. Yeah, it's so crazy.
If you were to hazard a guess, why would some mad scientist in the basement of a Monsanto laboratory want to create a product that would end up creating so many burst effects? What could be the possible geopolitical reason?
Well, obviously, it's about depopulation, which is Agenda 21 stuff, and, you know, goes all the way back. Now, Agenda 21 came out in the 1990s. It's nothing new. They just put a name on it and became more organized with the agenda. But it dates back to, you know, it all goes back to the United Nations and the Rockefellers. So Monsanto is a partner in it, but if you really want to find out who's doing it and who's funded genetic research, the Green Revolution, which is now, you know, the new thing that they're pursuing is the gene revolution, you know, in third world countries. And it's just sick, sick, sick.
Talk about that a little bit. What is the gene revolution for those who haven't heard of it?
Oh, the gene revolution. Well, they want to get genetically modified GMO food into third world countries, just like they did with the Green Revolution. What happened with the, here's what the Green Revolution was. They wanted to, under the guise of wanting to increase crop production because of their concerns over population worries, what they did was they wanted to increase business and take control over agriculture. So, number one, it uses more water. Number two, the fertilizers, are chemical fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Made by guess who?
Yes.
You know, the oil companies like Rockefellers, you know, they're of course tied in with Standard Oil, Exxon, and all that. And then the third thing with the Green Revolution is the herbicides, so the chemical companies. So, you know, this has been going on for quite some time because I believe that dates back to the 1940s. And it's just, you know, it's a slow progression, but it all goes back to Malthusian depopulation, you know, that whole thing. And it's sick.
Well, let's explain that Malthusian thing. I know it's a sociology term that basically means that when nature is out of balance, nature will correct itself.
Right. And it's about exponential growth of the population. Well, it's just not true. Mm-hmm. UN's very own documents, which are on my website, say that in 2050 the world population will hit around 9 billion people, and that will hold true through 2300. Now that's the part they don't tell you. So, you know, it's like, yes, it's increasing, but birth rates are also plateauing, and, you know, they just want you to think that it's this big exponential growth, and it's not.
Well, if I were to quote the Georgia Guidestones and say that the powers that be want to see the population reduced to 500 million people, let me ask you to put yourself in the mind of some of these global elite who advocate for this, like Prince Charles. What would they gain by going from 7 billion or a potential 9 billion down to 500 million? What's the purpose?
Well, I thought about it. I'm not really sure because that's not my mindset, but I think ultimately what it comes down to is fear that there's not going to be enough, and, you know, they want to be the kings and the rulers. Well, when you have that many people, it's a lot harder to control than mm-hmm. fewer people. So,
well, that makes perfect sense to me. A small flock is easier to control than a large flock. Most certainly. So then you get into the Agenda 21 aspect of trying to hoard resources through various excuses in false ideologies and sciences.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, Thomas Malthus, I think that's how you pronounce his name, with the Malthusian depopulation agenda, on his deathbed, he denounced it.
Yes. Yeah. Accepted Christ.
Pardon?
He accepted Christ on his deathbed, yes. In fact, isn't he Darwin's first cousin?
I'm not sure. I know Francis Galton was.
Yeah. I think they're all related.
Yeah, well, you know, if you look at, you know, where this garbage science started in, with the UN, the Huxley family, known for being mentally infirm, a few of them went nuts.
Yeah.
You know, they're some of the creators of these agencies within the UN.
Is that surprising?
Not to me, but...
It's an insane organization. Okay, we'll stick with this one line of thought. Annie had a news item talking about transition towns, where 127 U.S. cities are working on transition initiatives, also known as the, quote, the One World Government Agenda 21. Are you familiar with this?
You know what? I have to confess I haven't read that. I've been so busy trying to get this Monsanto stuff out because, you know, it's so urgent with the farmers planting right now. I know about ICLEI, which is very similar in 600 cities, but I have to confess that I have not studied up on that, the transition towns.
Okay, well, for the average person out in the audience tonight, and they go, okay, Agenda 21, I've listened to the Common Sense Show now and then, I have a basic idea what it is. How would they recognize the implementation of Agenda 21 right now in their home communities? What's going on typically?
Oh, well, I just wrote an article that I think came out a week or two ago.
Well, let me hold that thought here. That's a great cliffhanger. When we come back, we're going to talk about that article with Cassandra Anderson after a word from these sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Agenda 21, no laughing matter, and I see evidence of it every day as the state of Arizona is continually trying to get myself and 300 of my neighbors who all live on about acre and a half properties off of our land and herd it into densely populated areas. Well, joining us this evening is Agenda 21 resident expert, Cassandra Anderson, and she has a website, morphcity.com, And Cassandra was alluding to the fact that she had written an article on Agenda 21 implementation, possibly in your community, and how you'd recognize it. So, Cassandra, tell everyone how they'd recognize the signs of how this UN program is being implemented in their hometown.
Okay, in the hometown, as you were saying, people are being herded into cities, and that's the key. So that's smart growth. And anything that you see with the word smart in front of it, be thinking Agenda 21. So let's see, they've got everything from, you know, where it really starts is with land use. It's an attack on land use. And the idea is to get rid of private property, private property ownership. So how do you do that? Through zoning. So that's what's going on in your county. And then, because counties, I'm pretty sure counties are the ones that control zoning.
Yes.
And so, you know, where you can build and where you cannot build. And then in the cities, there's also building codes. What can you build? What can you not build? So we start there. And what you may be noticing in your own hometown is mixed-use buildings, also known as smart growth cages, or as Michael Shaw says, stack 'em and pack 'em. And the idea is to have restaurants, stores, that sort of thing down on the bottom floor, and then people live in these apartments upstairs. And it also creates a two-tier system in that if people are forced off of rural land, open land, and into the cities, well, the rural land, because, you know, they'll use things like excuses like Global Warming or Endangered Species Act to get people off the rural land, you know, through regulations. And then they go into the cities. Well, if the rural land is worthless because you can't do anything with it, guess, and all the people are rushing into the city, guess what? It becomes very expensive. So where you could recognize this in your own hometown is mixed-use buildings and building codes. Anybody that's, you know, go and ask your local real estate agent or builder, contractor, and ask them in the last 10, 15 years if codes have gotten more restrictive. And that's how you know. Another way to tell in your hometown is they're really pushing transportation. And so that would be a light rail line. And, you know, this is going on all over. And it's crazy, and it's totally inefficient. And, you know, cars represent freedom. You go where you want, when you want. On a bus or a light rail, that's the other thing, too, is buses. You know, they know where you're going. You know what I mean? Because it's from point A to point B.
Oh, it's about the control. Yeah, it's about the control, exactly.
Yeah, it's always about control. So that's how you can tell in your city. And I wrote an article. California is sort of the flagship state. Well, not sort of. It is for the for global warming regulation implementation because Schwarzenegger passed AB 32, which is the Global Warming Solution Act of 2006, and now it's ready to go into effect. It's got a temporary stay on it, although some of the things have been implemented, like smart meters. I'm sure you know what those are, Dave, but I'll just tell your audience. It's where the...
Well, we're up against the break, so let's hold it right there.
Okay.
We'll come back. Smart meters, smartocracy, I've heard all those terms. We come back with Cassandra Anderson after the top of the hour break. We're going to get into that, and this affects every one of us, and you're going to be paying outrageous utility prices as a result.
The next round.